Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm very, very well, though my knees are a bit fat.
Your knees are fat? What have you been doing with your knees?
Well, as we record this, Coxie, I'll call you your real name, not Nicole. That's all a bit weird.
Well, it feels like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. As we record this, I am recovering from another one of my wonderful multi-day hikes that I like to do with my wifey. And I did a really big day, did 26 Ks in a day with my 20 kilo pack on and in the mountains. You know, there's a difference between walking along a flat path and walking in the mountains. But because of all that constant effort and pounding and the constant pressure and repetitive striking on the ground, my knees are really fat and tight and swollen.
Remind me again how amazing or wonderful or whatever descriptive word you use goes in the sentence with any of what you just said.
Well, I'm actually going to use a Chucky Norris segue.
Hurrah.
And you're looking at me. And for those of you listening to this on the podcast and not watching the video, you'll be thinking nothing much at all, except the look on Coxie's face then was one of, okay, was, we should have talked about this before we hit record. Perhaps we should redo this, Nick.
No, this is good. We there's no need to prepare. That's unlike us to prepare. We just roll in and give everything a good hard crack. And yeah, I still fail to see how on earth swollen knees is a good thing.
Well, it's about the other stuff that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So although I could focus on my swollen knees, my aching muscles, my sore back, my hot spots on my toes from doing such a massive day, if that was all I talked about, that sounds pretty shite.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Yep. But I should probably use a but here consciously.
Mm-hmm.
But if I showed you some of the photos and talked to you about the fields of amazing wildflowers and the beautiful bird life and the incredible weather we had and the wonderful smells and sounds of the rainforest and just the changes in landscape and the fact that we got to walk through snow to the summit of this mountain and we could see hundreds and hundreds of kilometers to the ocean. For some people, but not you as you shake your head off your shoulders, that would be like, it's totally worth it.
Look, I am a lover of nature. I don't deny that I'm a lover of nature, and I prefer nature with valet parking or a helicopter to drop me in the top of that mountain so I don't have to walk through the snow. Thank you very much. God, I sound like a snob. I'm not so good at some of that hard stuff, I suppose. I don't find the enjoyment that it clearly brings you and your wonderful wife in that pain. But then, funnily enough, there's other pain I'm happy to torture myself with because I like the outcome of that. So it's just very relative, isn't it?
It is. And my point and my attempt at a segue here is about being conscious about what we're doing and choosing, I suppose, how we want to experience things. Mm-hmm. And in reality, and we've talked about this a fair bit on the podcast, Coxie, there is very little reward in life without effort or without risk. And for me, obviously, and my wife and people like us, crazies like us, doing a 50K hike over 3 days up in the mountains is our idea of risk reward. You know, we take a lot of reward from the experience, and so the risk of a twisted ankle or getting caught out in the snow or whatever, to us it's worth it. But to other people, like perhaps you, that seems a little mad.
A little?
And I have a similar perspective on other things that other people do, right?
Yeah.
But I think the key is, listeners, that as we roll through the end of a year, my Christmas wish, Coxie, my Christmas wish for our listeners is to be more mindful and more conscious of that risk, reward, or effort and payoff relationship, and just be mindful of the fact that although sometimes things seem really hard, like it did at 9 p.m. on Sunday night as we were still hiking out in the dark, that felt really hard. There is a flip side to that coin. There's the other end of the battery, which balances things out. And I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that there are two sides to that ledger, particularly when they run their business and they make plans or not. I feel like that's something that I'd like more business people to do, is just be conscious of that.
I think there's always two ways to look at every single situation that we're in, and we can look at the cost or the benefit, essentially, which I think is pretty well what you're talking about here.
Hmm.
It's always going to be a cost to anything hard we have to do, whether it be in business or personal, but there will also be a benefit, and the benefit might be immediate or it might be something that we're looking to in 6 to 12 months, but there will be a benefit there. So it's actually something that we've been talking a lot about in this house in the last week. What is the benefit to you in every decision that you make? And finding that benefit can often be the motivator to do some of that hard stuff, because this time of year is that time of year where we really need to suck up and do some of the hard stuff to get through. It can be really challenging to do some of the hard stuff that needs to be done right now just to get through to the Christmas break.
Mm.
And so we tend not to focus on ourselves during that period of time, and we're constantly looking at the cost rather than the benefit, which is why we have decided to do something a little bit different this year to help you prepare for your best ever 2022. Can you believe? Oh. Well, of course it's going to be your best ever 2022 because you've never had one, but your best year yet. How about we put it that way?
I hope no one's had a 2022 already.
I don't know. Well, mate, there is a whole parallel universe out there, I'm sure, that is already living in 2022, and I bloody well hope it was better than this one.
Indeed. Certainly going to be better than 2021. Although I don't want to jinx anybody, because that's what everybody was hoping rolling into this year. This year was going to be the antithesis to 2020, which for many people, and I remember all this time of the year 12 months ago, people going, you know, 2020 can go eat a bag of sausage rolls, and, you know, 2021 is going to be epic, and we're going to all, you know, everything's going to be back to normal, and wowee, that was a bit of a shock to the system, wasn't it?
It really was, and who knows what the future holds.
That was like a bucket of ice down the front of your undies.
It was.
So, yes, Coxie, you have managed to tie together my complete abstract, weird story there and something we're supposed to be talking about, which might be one of my things to do for 2022, is go off on less tangents.
No, you wouldn't be the same Woz if you didn't go off on your tangent.
Stay on the path.
Right, here's the path. We've got a challenge.
Yes, I was going to say, we've got a challenge. I love a physical challenge. Did I tell you about the hike I just did, Nicole?
So we've got a challenge, listeners, and we're giving away a bunch of time with Warwick and I to anybody that completes the challenge. Now, the challenge isn't particularly hard. There's 10 things that you can do over, I think it's like a 6-week period. So it kicks off on the 1st of December. Runs all the way through to the 10th of January. So you got a lot of time to work through this challenge.
Jeez, that sounded really challenging. Coxie, you've choked on the challenge. Well, Nick has a coughing fit. And this is proof, listeners, that we do not edit, no matter what. Nick could be, you know, whisked off to hospital and I would just keep going with the episode. Actually, that happened recently. My internet completely dropped out. I know, my electricity failed. I had a big blackout in some storms. I actually went and listened back to the episode, and it was like I never even existed.
Sorry about that.
It was the Tradies in Business podcast with Nick.
Well, I felt it would do you a better service just to roll through it.
It was very professional. And I was more impressed that the guests didn't make mention of it. They didn't even bat an eyelid.
They didn't. I was poised with my stop recording button, and they didn't. They rolled right through. It was really good. So sorry, listeners, for my coughing fit. I choked on a bone in the end.
Nick is back, and we want you to have a bit of fun with this. Obviously, we're all about learning here at Tradies in Business and helping you grow and develop and make change. Make change that's actually going to improve your life, your business, your family, your health. And one of those changes is, as Nick alluded to, is taking care of yourself. But I guess, you know, to tie it back to what I was talking about, is being more mindful, being more conscious of our choices, doing things on purpose, doing things deliberately, and not just mindlessly thrashing around. And I mean, for some people, not even hoping for the best, they just do the thrashing around bit.
Like a fish out of water. So we're not going to ask you to be a fish out of water. What we're going to do is we're going to give you, well, we have prepared a list of 10 things that you can do over the next 6 weeks or so. One of the conditions are, however, that you need to upload proof of these things, these items that you get to tick off, onto your social media and tag us in those posts. And for anybody that completes all 10 activities, we're going to give you a 30-minute power session with Warwick and I. And that's for everybody that completes the challenge. So you don't have to be a client. You don't have to have a pre-existing relationship with us. All you need to do is complete the challenge, and we're going to give you 30 minutes with us, the two of us even, not just one of us, both of us. Correct. A 30-minute power session at the end of January. We will help you unlock where you're at and make a plan for moving forward for 2022 so that it really can be your best year yet.
I think we should make the challenge a bit harder.
Nah, let's make it nice.
It'll be a lot of power sessions.
It'll be a lot of power sessions. But that gets us close to our goal of impacting lots of people. So here are the 10 things, and I'm missing one, so Warwick's going to have to fill in the void for me. First one is tidying up your desk or your office. Oh, that one's going to burn. Now, Warwick and I will be participating in this challenge ourselves. We will also be playing along. It won't just be you. So we'll be uploading our photos as we go as well. So number one, tidy your desk or your office. And you can complete these in any order you like, anytime from the 1st of December. So next week or the end of this week, next week. Number two, wash your car, ute, or van. Again, that's going to be a burny one.
Crikey. Just put it in for a service and get the mechanic to do it.
Yeah, or get the apprentice to do it on the last day of the working year. It's okay. Yeah. Then we're okay with that.
Just need photo evidence.
Okay, let your clients know how to contact you over Christmas. So I had a great chat with our Tradiepreneur Platinum members yesterday in our toolbox talk around preparing our clients, setting up the expectations so they know what's going to happen over the Christmas break. Now's the time to be doing that, gang. The sooner you do that, the more likely it is to be heard. We will need, obviously, to remind them just as the Christmas period comes in. So if you're going away, let them know that you're uncontactable for a period of time. If you are still doing emergency call-outs, let them know the parameters around that emergency call-out so they know how to get in contact with you or what the expected wait time might be, or is there another emergency number that they need to call? So that's now is the time to let your clients know that, the sooner the better, and then back it up again just on that Christmas week. So your third step in the challenge is to show us that you've let your clients know what to expect over Christmas. So send them an email and just take a photo of it and upload it to social media. Number four, I like this one. Take your spouse out to dinner. We tend to forget. We just run out of time. We work ourselves to the ground. We forget about those significant people in our lives because they, you know, they're there on the journey with you. They understand how busy you are. And there's no more important a time for you to take a bit of time out, take your spouse out to dinner. It doesn't have to be fancy. It can be fish and chips on the beach. It could be a sanger on the deck, just the two of you. That's fine.
Drive-through, romantic drive-through.
Well, let's make it fun. You can do it anyway that works for you guys. Please, some photographs of taking your spouse out to dinner, taking them out to the Christmas party will probably be accepted. Just throw it up there on social media. Let us have a look. Number five, if you are a Tradiepreneur member, your challenge is to download a resource from the member site. So show us that you're doing that. If you're not a member, we'd like you to head over to the website and find our free page and download a freebie. So we've got lots of freebies there. We've got ebooks, we have cheat sheets, we've got the business essentials guide that'll give you all of those essential things mm-hmm. that you need to be working on in your business. Go and download something. But don't just download it. Do something with it. That's not part of the challenge. That's just bonus. So you're setting yourself up for
it. That's just advice from Nick.
All right, number six, enjoy some time with your family. Do something fun.
The key word being enjoy.
Yeah, well, good. But maybe it's Christmas morning, or maybe you take them to the beach for a swim, or to the park or the skate park, or you go motorbiking or you go fishing, but do something with your family. We'd like to see you spend some time with your family reconnecting in the downtime that hopefully most of you get over the Christmas break. If not, make a bit of time on a weekend so that you can spend a little bit of time together. Now, families come in all shapes and sizes. If your family is you and your dog, send us a photo. If your family is you with five kids, send us a photo. All families are accepted here at Tradies and Business. We're very inclusive. Okay, number seven. This is probably my favorite one out of all of them. And I think it's something that we all naturally do, whether we actually write it down or we just think about it in our heads. We'd like you to spend some time creating a goal list for the year ahead. Now, this is very important for those of you that qualify for that 30-minute session with Warwick and I. We're going to be looking at your goal list and helping you unlock how to get where you want to go. So spend some time creating a goal list. Now, bonus points if you put some pictures on that goal list and you stick it on your fridge.
Ooh, that turns it into a bit of a vision-y thing, like a visual exercise, which most of us are, Coxie.
Absolutely, and it's amazing what you can invite in your life just by doing the exercise. I know it sounds woo-woo, but please just give it a go. At the very least, though, a handwritten list of goals for 2022 for you and your family, even just if your family is you and your dog. Your dog's goal might be to sleep an extra hour every day.
in the house.
All right, number eight. Update your social media about section. So this is often one of those areas that we set and forget and walk away from and don't consciously put any more thought into ever again. And yet it's something that you can create a lot of buzz around by updating on a reasonably frequent basis. Yearly is more than enough. So jump into your social media, your Instagram, your TikTok, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, and update your about section. So give everybody a bit of an understanding of who you are and what you do. And again, we'd like to see a bit of photographic proof of what you're doing there. Number nine, this is the last one I have on my list, and then Warwick, I'm sure, came up with another one and I can't remember what it was. Number nine, time block for working on your business in your calendar. So at Tradies in Business, we talk a lot about having an online calendar, but if you've still got an old school diary, that's okay. I have one too. And you can just block out some time, make an appointment with yourself consistently to be working on the business, not just getting stuck being busy doing the businessy stuff. Get off the tools, spend an hour a week working on the business. So you're actually charging through achieving some of those goals that you'll be creating in your goal list for the next year. Number 10 is over to you, Woz.
And number 10 with a big drum roll is a really simple one, and it's fairly apt for this time of year, except it's to send a thank you card to somebody, a handwritten thank you card to somebody. So don't just do the blatant Christmas card thing because you have to. Think of somebody, whether it's a client, maybe a supplier's done something nice, a sales rep, another tradesperson, maybe a family member. It doesn't really matter. Just somebody, send them a card that says, hey, thank you for simple thing they did. Or just send them a thank you card. It's like, thank you. I really appreciate you. Signed, Woz. And just send that out to somebody. You don't have to limit it to one if you think that's a wonderful thing to do. But it's amazing the impact that that has with people, particularly in terms of relationship building in your business.
So I should check my letterbox next week to get one from you? I love you.
I'll send you a Christmas card instead.
So it's really simple, guys. That's all that needs to be done. You've got 6 weeks to do it in. The catch here is you must upload it to Instagram or Facebook and tag us in the post. So tag Tradies and Business in the post and use the hashtag TIB Best Year Yet. All of this information you're going to see on our socials in the next couple of days. And if you can't find it, by all means, send us a message. We'll point you in the right direction so that you've got everything that you need to get your 30-minute session with Warwick and I from the middle of January on. So we're going to help you unlock the potential that you have within yourself and your goals to get you closer to where you want to be. Great opportunity.
Great way to kick off the year differently to how you kicked this year off. Don't just motor into it and jump back in the water and start swimming like mad. Take 30 minutes from us and we'll point you in the right direction so you don't drown.
I'm looking forward to meeting many of you in January, and I can't wait to see all your pictures, actually. That's really exciting for me. We will be keeping a tally on everything so we know who's doing what and make sure that you've ticked everything off the list to qualify. If you've got any questions, by all means, reach out. You can find us over on Facebook, Tradies and Business, or the Tradies and Business Facebook group is a great place for you to be sharing those photos as well. Help encourage others to get on board and get their 30-minute power session with us.
Get amongst it, gang. Look forward to seeing your pickies on socials. And I expect my letterbox to be full of thank you cards.
Thanks for listening.
Hooray.
You've been listening to the Tradies and Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.